something, way out in the white dark, between the trees, moving where the thickets swarm. You can see it from the roof, the way the brush bends around it as it rustles to the ocean. That size, it must be a coyote, one of the big ones hitting shoulder high. Teeth that fit like knives in the palm of my hand. I know because I found one once, the end of it just poking through the fence. Took it back and hid it under my bed. One more crash through the brush, and then the stillness again. Across the roof deck, Byatt lowers her gun, rests it on the railing. Road clear. I keep mine up, just in case. Keep the sight raised to my left eye. My other eye's dead, gone dark in a flare-up. Light fuse shut. Something growing underneath. It's like that, with all of us here. Sick. Strange. And we don't know why. Things bursting out of us. Bits missing and pieces sloughing off. And then we harden and smooth over. Through the sight, noon sun bleaching the world, I can see the woods stretching out to the island's edge, the ocean beyond. Up the road, someone yells, and out of the trees, there's boat shift coming home. It's only a few who can make this trip. The rest of us stay behind the fence. Pray they make it home safe. All three of them back, and all three of them bent under the weight of the cans and the meats and the sugar cubes. The last boat girl steps under the porch and out of sight, and that's the end of our shift. Unload the rifles, stick the casings in the box for the next girl, slip one in your pocket, just in case. The roof slopes gently away from the flat-top deck, third floor to second. From there we swing over the edge and through the open window into the house. It was harder in the skirts and socks we used to wear, something in us still telling us to keep our knees closed. That was a long time ago. Now, in our ragged jeans, there's nothing to mind. Byatt climbs in behind me, leaving another set of scruff marks on the window ledge. "What'd you see?" she asks me. I shrug. "Nothing." Breakfast wasn't much, and I'm feeling the shake of hunger in my limbs. I know Byatt is too, so we're quick as we head downstairs for lunch, to the main floor, to the hall, with its big high ceilings, scarred, tilting tables, a fireplace, and tall backed couches, stuffing ripped out to burn for warmth. And us, full of us, humming and alive.